When Jesus said, "In vain do you worship me when you teach for doctrine the commandments of men," Matthew 15, verse 9, to whom was he making such a statement? It was to those who were religious leaders of their day, religious leaders who had abused their parents in the time of their need by declaring that they had committed their money over to the Lord in some sort of a system called Corban. And as a result, they didn't have the wherewithal to help their aged parents during that time. Jesus said that they had made that their own doctrine. And as a result, they had defied the doctrine of the Lord that said, honor your father and mother. That's the first commandment with promise. Obviously, that honor back there meant more than just to say, I'm a child and I've made money and I can now commit by some sort of a system so that I won't have to help them during their time of need. Jesus said, in vain do you worship me when you teach for doctrine the commandments of men. Today, are we in vain worshiping the Lord as we practice things that really don't have the authority of the Lord? We are after the doctrines of men alone? Consider 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and the doctrine regarding the Lord's Supper. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, beginning of verse 15, the doctrines of singing and praying and preaching the word of God understandably. And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, the doctrine of giving into a common treasury upon the first day of the week that the work of the Lord might go on in a local place as well in faraway needs. Those examples in the Bible and teachings in the Bible regarding faithful worship of the Lord, had you not rather practice that way of life, knowing it's approved of God, rather than choosing to do your own worship in your own way? Thanks for your study with us today. This is Robert Rawson.